Good afternoon. The authorities in Spain are concerned that international travel could cause a new spike in infections. In a bid to prevent a fresh COVID-19 crisis, the government has instituted self-quarantine orders for international travellers, and it would also like to limit airline passenger seat occupancy. But the travel restrictions have been met with opposition from the tourism industry, which is already reeling from the effects of the ongoing coronavirus lockdown. Airlines are refusing to leave seats unfilled because it's not profitable, whilst the hotel industry has complained about the 14-day quarantine for international travellers that will go into effect on Friday, saying it will further damage tourism. One of the alternatives under consideration is to establish air corridors between countries with a similar risk of contagion, so citizens can travel within them without restrictions. This would eliminate the self-quarantine requirement. The EU is also considering letting airlines give travel vouchers instead of refunds to passengers whose flights were cancelled due to the coronavirus lockdowns. The president of the Airlines Association wants to see a common EU agreement and warns about extending the quarantine orders beyond June. Spanish airport operator Aena is also working on a new protocol for airports. A draft plan includes barring people without flight tickets from accessing terminals to send off their friends or relatives. Meanwhile, coronavirus infections in the 0 to 9-year-old age range rose by 35.5% between April the 26th and May the 12th. The 10 to 19 age range also saw a significant increase, 20.57%. After the government allowed children to go for walks when accompanied on the 26th of April, the number of coronavirus cases amongst the youngest age ranges has risen more than in any other age group. The same pattern is repeated when looking at intensive care admissions. These increased by 29.1% among children below 10, whilst among children from the ages of 10 to 19, this grew 26.8%. Eurozone government bond yields fell this morning, reversing a recent upward trend as relative optimism about economies reopening was replaced by caution over the slowness of recovery and the risk of a second wave of coronavirus infections. Leading US infectious diseases expert Anthony Fauci yesterday warned lawmakers that a premature lifting of lockdown could lead to additional coronavirus outbreaks. His comments hit Wall Street stocks overnight, underlying fragile investor sentiment. Portuguese, Spanish and French government bonds yields were down by around 2 to 3 basis points. And former Real Madrid forward Edwin Congo has been interrogated by police conducting a drug trafficking operation here in Spain. Congo, who is a Colombian, said on TV last night he was asked to accompany officers to a police station for interrogation and was later allowed to return home. He denied any wrongdoing and said he entered the police station with his hands restrained as a protocol. Congo said he was questioned about his relationship with some people being investigated by police. He admitted he knew some of them, but said he was not involved in anything potentially illegal. He said he got to know them after getting involved in the business of buying and selling emeralds. The 43-year-old was signed by Madrid in 1999 and played on loan with Valladolid. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.